here to help you thrive in your new life in Australia by covering topics from education, housing, finance, lifestyle and more. Australia Explained by SBS is here to help brave new locals navigate life. For helpful weekly articles, podcasts and videos, search online for Australia Explained by SBS.
You're listening to SBS News.
2-1, away she goes. In she goes in a cold bath like she felt.
For the past 12 years, a lineup of players and celebrities have taken a dip in a freezing pool at the MCG to raise money for motor neuron disease research ahead of the annual King's Birthday, Collingwood and Melbourne game. The big freeze was the initiative of former AFL player and Melbourne coach Neil Danaher, who was diagnosed with MND in 2013. He went on to spend 13 years helping to raise at least $115 million for research through the big freeze and beanie sales through his charity Fight MND.
Australian Open champion, of course, recently retired. She's our favourite here in Australia. Put your hands together for Ash Barty!
The game this year will go on without him, after Danaher's death at the age of 65. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has led tributes in Parliament.
With the passing of Neil Danaher, we all grieve for a great Australian. On behalf of the government and the people of Australia, I offer our heartfelt condolences to the Danaher family.
But the PM is also in the spotlight after former Melbourne captain Gary Lyon called on Anthony Albanese to write a big cheque for Fight MND. Lyon also wants the PM to head down the slide at this year's big freeze. On Fox Footy, he's recalled his memories of playing at Melbourne when Neil took over as coach and helped them go from last place to a preliminary final within a year.
And he famously said to me, Gerard, I'd played 6 games and 5 games. I'd had a back surgery. And he said, listen, if you're going to break down, let's break you down properly, son. So I did the full pre-season. He got me through another year.
Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen has confirmed a state memorial service has been offered to the family. She says he's deserving of the honour.
Yes, as an incredible footballer and the contribution he has made to the game here in this state and nationally. But that incredible commitment and determination following his diagnosis of MND and his determination not just to fight the beast, but to give his energy to finding a cure, to raising money for a cure, and how that has touched the lives of so, so many families.
Danaher was named Australian of the Year in 2025 for those efforts, saying at the ceremony with the help of his computer speech device that he wanted to make a positive difference.
It lit a fire within me, a determination to fight for those who are currently affected and those who will face it after me.
His family have released a statement that says Neil's fight was never his alone, and that it became something so much bigger. The statement said it would only be fitting to finish with his own words. Play on. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.